Vayter in Shas. Rama Vakama, Daf Kuf Beis. Speaking up on the very top line, top of the page, we left off discussing the idea of Shemitah wood that is oily. Oily Shemitah wood. And says the Gemara, Amar Avkana, Ve'etzim La'saka Tanayi. The fact that we have something called Etzim wood that's generally used for burning and therefore doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, as opposed to being used for kindling to see something, right, to use for light, that is actually Machlokas Tanayim. Tanya, learn to the Braisa, Ein Mosen Peris Shvius, Lo Lamishra, V'lo Lekvusa. You're not allowed to give Shemitah stuff for a pool in order to soak flax or for laundry, to use to launder. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yossi says, Nosin Peris Shavias, Latocha Misha, Ulatocha Kvusa. You're allowed to put Shemitah stuff in a soaking pool or in the laundering area. You're allowed to do it. My time in the Rabbanan. What is Pshat in the Rabbanan? Why did they say that? You're not allowed to do it. Amar Kra, La'achla, V'lo Lamisha. Because the Pasuk says that Shemitah, the stuff is for you to eat, but not to use. So you can't use it in order to soak things in it. La'achla v'lul kavusa, for eating an afer kavisa. Rabbi Yossi says you can. Omer, he says, Omer kar lachem. This means l'chol tzorcheichem. You use it for anything you need. I have Rabbanan Ami haksiv lachem. It also says lachem, which means for anything. In which case, why can't you use it for the soaking, etc.? Lachem dumit de'lacha. So it'll be something similar to eating. B'mi, she'anaso b'yo shavin, someone whose benefit comes together at the time it gets consumed. Yatsu misha kavusa she'anasam achabiyurin, this is excluding using Shemitah stuff to soak or launder, where their hana comes only after the fact. Rabbi Yossi nami al-ksiv la'achla, it says to eat it, and you can't use it for something else, so what's going on? It says, amar l'cha, ha'hu mi ba'ile l'chetanya, use it for something else, something that Abayi said, the Tanya. La'achla v'lo l'milugama. Well, the Pasuk says that Shemitah stuff is eaten to eat, it means, and not to be used as plaster. It means some sort of medicine. Atom la'achavol melugma, oino ela la'achavol kavusa. Kishu omer lachem, hari kavusa omer. When it says lachem, which means that it's for you, so therefore laundry is already mentioned. Hamani mekayim la'achla, then how do I understand the idea it says to eat? La'achavol melugma, it means to eat and not to use as some sort of medicinal thing. Now the girl wants to know, it can go either way though. Ma brought you the rabbis of kavusa. Why are you including, you're allowed to use the Shemitah stuff for kavusa, lahotzi as a malugma, but not for using as a band-aid. Marbani is a kavusa. Sheshava b'chol adam. Umotzi is a malugma, she'enu shav b'chol adam. Says that, I include the laundering because the word was lachem, so that's more inclusive for every person. And I'm excluding the idea of a band-aid, which is not shava for every person, not everyone is sick. Says the Gemara, Kiman Amra, Kiman Azla, Hadatanya. Who does it go like the following statement? La'achla, v'lo l'melugma, la'achla, v'lo l'ziluf, and not for ziluf. That's the type of sprinkling that would spritz around the house to make things smell good. Rashi says, Shemazalfin yayim abayis. La'achla, v'lo l'asas miminu apiktosion. You're not to use, do it for apiktosion, which is a type of medicine which causes a person to throw up. Kiman, who's it going like? Rabbi Yossi. It's going like Rabbi Yossi. D. Rabbanan, Ikanami Misho Kavusa. You'd also say that the soaking and the laundering that should have been excluded, but the Braisa doesn't exclude them. Must be it's going according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that those other things are allowed to be used. Vayter. The Gemara brings the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im Hashavach. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the improvement of the tzemer of the wool is more than that of the cost of the dyeing back and forth, says Gemara Yosef Rabbi Yosef Achrid Rabbi Abba Kamei Ravuna. Rabbi Yosef Ravuna v'Kamar Halacha Rabbi Shulman Karcha. The halacha is like Rabbi Shulman Karcha, and we're going to know what we're talking about in just a moment. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Hadrinu of Yosef Abbas. Of Yosef turned his face away from him. He was not thrilled with him. Mosef Rashi puts over here, Bekas, comes from Sukkah Yud Aleph. He knows he was angry. Amar, and he said, Bishlama Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha. I understand, it makes sense. You want to say the Lachasuk Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha, Itzrich. Because we need that. I would have thought, Yachid v'Rabim, Malachik v'Rabim. You know the general rules, that when you have a Yachid and a Rabim, Malachik goes according to the Rabim, Kamash Malan, Malachik Yachid. Therefore, he's coming to teach you, in this case, it goes according to the Yachid. Now, we're still in the middle of a sentence here, but the Gemara says, not Rabbi Shulman Karcha, Maihi. What are we even talking about? What Rabbi Shulman Karcha? And then we'll come back to why he's upset from his other statement. It's Tanya, we're learning to the Braisa. Rabbi Shulman Karcha Omer, Milva B'Shtar, in the Freiman. If you have a milva loan that's done with a shtar, ein mifron behen, you're not able to collect from them. What are we talking about? Them? It's talking about goyim. You're not allowed to collect from them around their holiday time. Rashi says, lefnei yideim, mepnei she simcha hi lo v'azil moda la'akum b'yom chagam. V'rabbanan savri asil aparim v'lefra mehen klal. You're not allowed to pay back or give from them at all. Back to what we're saying. Milva b'shtari nefra mehen. Milva alpeh nefra mehen. Mepnei shehu kematzim yideim. But if it's alpeh, there's no shtar over there, then you're allowed to get it from them even before the holidays because it's rescuing money that you may never get back. If they're once agreeing to give it, take it right away. So that's where you say the halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha, because Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha says if it's something which is bishtar, you're able to get from them. Okay, so you have to wait. You can't do it before the holidays during the holiday season. But if it's not bishtar, then you get it right away. You're not going to get it. So that's what we're talking about. El halacha Rabbi Yehuda Lamali. Why did you have to say the words that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Machlokes ve'achikach stami. It's a machlokas that ends with a stam. Umachlokas achik stam, halachik stam. We know the rule is when you have a machlokas that ends with a stam statement by someone, the halacha goes according to him. So therefore, why would you have to say that? That's why you get upset. Where do we find it's actually machlokas achik stam over here? Machlokas bavakama. It's a machlokas and bavakama, meaning our Mishnah. Litzba lo adam v'tzava shachar, shachar v'tzava adam. You hired a guy to make it red, and you made it black, and to dye it red, and dye it black. Go dye it black, and dye it red. Rabbi Meir Omer says, no sin lo demate. Someone, you give him the value of the wool. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ha-shevach yoser ala yitziah. So Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's ending off. Then it says, if the shevach is more than yitziah, then no sin lo yitziah. Then we say yitziah ala shevach, then no sin lo shevach. Ustam b'bav metziah, the Tanaim. We have a stam Mishnah b'bav metziah, the Tanaim that it says the Mishnah, kol ha-mishaneh. Anyone who makes a little bit of a change over it. It's talking about workers who change from what they're meant to be doing. In other words, you hire someone to go do wool bed and then make it black or the opposite. Yadu ala techtona, he has the lower hand. In other words, he loses out from it. V'chol achozebo, anyone who goes back on a deal, yadu ala techtona, he also has the lower hand in such a massive, such a situation. V'ravhuna, and Ravhuna, why? Why taka did he do this? Why did he say that? Why is he saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, if we know that it's Stam Mishnah? Itzrich, he said, no, we need it. We need to write it. Ksatatach mina ain't said the Mishnah. I would have thought there's no order in Mishnah. So Stam ve'achikach machlokesi. And this is a case of where there's a Stam Mishnah, but then there's a machlokes, and therefore we wouldn't necessarily go according to the quote-unquote Stam in such a situatia. Rav Yosef, what would he say back to that? Yachi, if that's really true, that there's no order. Komachlokas v'achikach stama nima ein seder l'mishnah. Ustam v'achikach machlokasi. Then what do you want to, he would say that every single time that you have a machlokas, then there's a stam mishnah, and there's a stam, then we'll just say there's no order to the mishnah. And maybe it's just a stam mishnah, we should go like that. Rav Huna would say back, ki lo aminan ein seder l'mishnah. When do we not say that statement, that there's no order to Mishnayos, but when, in other words, when do we say there is an order, and therefore we go by the general rule, Bechad HaMesechta, that's if you're one Mesechta, Avo B'Shem Mesechta L'Saminan, but if you're in two different Mesechtas, then we would say that maybe there's no order, and so we have to say it. For Yosef, what's he going to say if it's in two different Mesechtas? So why is he getting upset? He says, Kulin Zikin Chad HaMesechti. The entire Zikin is considered one Mesechta. Or another answer, Yibai Seim M'Shum Dekatani La Gabi Hachach Psikta. Rav Yosef thought that Rav Huna didn't have to say this halacha Rabbi Yehuda because it was taught in halacha Psikta in these halachas where he had straight out clarity in what the halachas go like. Kol Mashana Yadola Tachtona, that any worker who changes his lower hand, changes what he's supposed to do. V'chal Chozabo Yadola Tachtona. And when he reneges, again, Yadola Tachtona. Period. Tana Rabbanan Hanosein Mos Shlucho. If someone gives money to his shaliach, it's like, here, shaliach, take this money. Beep, turn the page. Go pay some base. Likach lochitin. And he says, I want you to buy with this money wheat. Rashi says, lemechsis schar. Velokach mem sarin. In the end, he ended up taking, he bought barley. Sarin to buy barley. Velokach mem chitin. He ends up taking, bought wheat. The point here was to buy this stuff and then sell it, and then they'll split what they sell. Tanya Chada, one verse says, im pachsu, pachsu lo. If the value goes down, it was a bad investment, then only the shlich loses out. And if it goes up only for him, because he knew what he was asked to do. V'tani chada, another one, another brisa says.
V'tani chada, we have another brisa that says, im pachsu pachsu lo, if the investment goes down in value, then it goes down for the shaliach, v'im hosiru hosiru le'emtza. But if it goes up, then it goes up for the partner. Now, how do we put this together? Rabbi Yochanan no kasha. Rabbi Meir, v'ha Rabbi Yehuda. The first brisa which says that any type of gain goes to the shaliach is Rabbi Meir. And the second one that says that the profit goes to both, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'harbi Meir da'amar shinoi kone, v'harbi Yehuda da'amar shinoi eino kone, bayam. Now, maskel of Rabbi Eliezer, mimai. Why was it you would say that you say that Samachalukas of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is talking about our particular case here? Dilma adkan lokam Rabbi Meir ela b'midi d'chazi le'lugufe. Maybe Rabbi Meir is only talking about his shtickle, that if there's a change that it stops the ability to go and to acquire, is except reference to something that is ro'oi, that's chazi, that's fit for the use of the owner himself. Afal eschor lomer. And when it comes to something buying something, maybe he wouldn't say such an idea that there's a shinoi that's going to impact the kinia. Elam Rabbi Elazar, hava Rabbi Meir. He says both of them Rabbi Meir v'lo kasha, and still not a kasha. Kan la'chila, first price of the shlech was sent to buy stuff in order to eat. And kan l'schora, the second price, we're talking about a case where he was sent in order to do business. Next, now frek the Gemara about this. It says, hold on, machu Allah b'merava. In Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at this idea of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan libid Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yochanan's way of understanding, Rabbi Yehuda. I'll take one second. Let's say that again. Rabbi Yochanan understands Rabbi Yehuda that he's of the opinion that if the shliach doesn't listen to the mishaleach, then their partnership still exists. So that if it goes back and they make money from it, then they split. You know, then he gets half of it. So now machu Allah b'marava Rabbi Yochanan libid Rabbi Yehuda. The seller, who is the one who's modia, who let know the owner of the wheat, the bal chitin, shiyak nechitin labamos, that he should transfer some of the wheat to the owner of the money, meaning the one who's giving the money, and not all of it to the shaliach. Maskevla, maskevla. Well, before the maskevla, so basically what's coming out is that if the seller wasn't informed that the one giving the money is a partner there, then how could he have acquired anything? That's why they would laugh at it. So the Gemara Maskev of Shmuel bar Sasrati, Iachi, if it's really true, that the Mashaleach, the one who's invested the money, can't acquire anything unless the seller knows that it's being done for him. Afilu chitin b'chitin namilo. Even if it's chitin for chitin, it shouldn't work either. That's different. He's doing his shlichas. He's considered like the balabais himself. That's why for sure it would work. Teida, and you should know this makes sense. It's time for learning to the Mishnah Erechin. Echad amaktish nechas. If whether one is maktish, consecrates all of his stuff to the, is maktish everything. Vechad amarech is atzmo. Someone whose marech means he makes a vow to donate his value to the Beis Hamikdash. Ein lo b'ksus ishto v'lo b'ksus banav. Hold on. The Beis Hamikdash, meaning the Beit HaGabayis, doesn't have the rights of the clothing of the wife of this person, or of the children, or of any colored clothing. Not in any shoes that he bought for them, because they're not considered part of his stuff, rather his wife and children. V'amai. But hold on a second. According to Shmuel bar Sasrati, why is it that the clothing that got dyed, why are they considered the, why are the stuff that just got dyed considered part of their stuff? Let's see here also, who told the dyer to transfer it over to his wife and children? Is considered like the hand of his wife and children. That's what it's considered. That's a nice try, but lo, not true. The husband himself really owns these cutter clothing. because he's the one who got it. And the reason why the Beis HaBayis has anything to do with it is Kol Makdish Nechasev Ein Daito Al Ksus Ishto Banov, simply because anyone's Makdish's stuff, his das is not on this type of stuff. Maskel V'Rab Zeira V'Chidaito Sha'adam Al Tfilav. You tell me that the das of a person who gives all of his stuff is on his tefillin? Of course not. Utanam, but we looked in the Mishnah that a Makdish Nechasev Malin Lo Tfilin. We have to evaluate the value of his tefillin, even though, of course, he doesn't mean that. It says Rashi Velova Maos V'Yitin Mishvilam Nehekdish Mylan Shaman, meaning we have to evaluate it. Baye in Daito Shal Adam Al Tfilin. The Davos of a person is on his Tfilin, to consecrate his Tfilin. Makdish Nechasev Sover Mitzvah Kavina, because he thinks I'm doing a mitzvah. Therefore, even the Tfilin. Vein Daito Shal Adam Al Ksus Ishto, but if not his clothing, Misham Eva. Because of hatred, because that's going to start some fights and some hatred. So for sure, it's not going to be included in his hakdash. But we're not done with our questions. A mask of Rav Hoshaya, v'lo chayve erichin shanukan. But they're taught over here, someone who's chayv to pay erichin. They take upon themselves that they're going to donate their value. Is that able to go take the clothing and the dyed stuff? But tonight, we also have the mission that chayve erichin memashkinin osan. Then what do? We take a mashkon to make sure you're going to pay. It holds on to some of a person's property. Does a person have in mind when he makes an erech value, he wants to think of himself as the mashkon? But once he made the neder, now he's chayef to pay it. You know, what do we care what his das is? Yeah, so it comes out that if a man actually owns clothing that he died for his wife and his children, and if you made an erech, then they can go and they can collect it, even if we say that he wanted to exclude it. So why does the Mishnah say that there's no right to it? El Amr Abba, Kol HaMakdish Nechasev, anyone who's Makdish is property. Nase Kemish Heknalem Ksus Ishto Banav Mekar. We treat it as if he gave over the new clothing to his wife and children even before this whole process started. Tanu Rabba, no. Lokeach sada b'shem chaveru. Listen, who buys a field in the name of his friend? Ein kofen oso limkor. We don't force him to sell. V'im amar lo al menas. But if he said to him on al tenai that he's going to sell, then kofen oso limkor. Then we force him to go and sell it. My kamar, what in the world is going on here? Amar v'cheshes. Ach kamar. Lokeach sada b'chaveru b'shem reish galusa. One buys a field from his friend in the name of the reish galusa. He's buying it for the reish galusa. Ein kofen oso reish galusa limkor. We don't force a reish galusa to sell in order to write this out to the one who bought it. Like as if like now he owns it, like you kind of mess himself over. Now Reis Galusa kind of owns it. Rashi says, "Lachsa v'lichtov shtar mechira shehu macher lelokeach ve'elmar lelokeach lamocher al menas sheyichtov li Reis Galusa b'shmo l'shmi shtar acher kofin than Reis Galusa." Because then we're going to force him to do it. Back into the Gemara. Ve'elmar al menas. If he says al menas, he says to the seller at the time, "I'm buying this field al menas in condition that Reis Galusa is going to sell the field to me. Kofin is Reis Galusa. Limko, then we go and we sell it before we force him to go and sell it." Amar Mar. Now, what did we just say? Halokech sell the b'shem reish galusa. Ein kofen oso reish galusa limkor. We don't force him to go and sell it. Michlal the mikna kanyale. This implies that the buyer did acquire it. Lema pliga the b'marava. Should we say this is a argument than those in the West? Damer v'chim mi odia l'baal chitim sheyakten chitim l'baal bais. Whoever told him that it actually. That it went over, that the owner, you know, the this whole thing that we said earlier. Who told the owner of the wheat to transfer the wheat to the homeowner? So, imishom ha lokasha. If you want to say, because of this, there's no question. Kigon de'odi le'basad, de'odi le'basad. We could just say, the Bryce is talking about a case where he told the owner of the field, and he also told the Aiden that he's actually doing it for himself and not for the Reis Galusa. But, ella ema seifa, but look at the seifa. Almanas, if he says, I'm buying it unconditioned. Reis Galusa is going to sell it to me. Kofen oso Reis Galusa limkor. Am I? Why should Reis Galusa be chayef to go and give the buyer any sort of stuff? V'lema Reis Galusa lo yikareichu be'ina v'lo zilusaychu be'ina. You say, I don't want your honor. I don't want you being, how do you say it? Mashbiach me, like praising me. I don't want you putting me down. So if Shishas can't, you know, figure out what's going on, if you're like we're forcing him to sell. So Elam Arbayach, this means to say, Halkech Soda B'Shem Chaver Reish Galusa, someone who buys a field in the name of his friend, that is Galusa, peep turn the page. Kuf Gimel, Ein kofin es hamocher limkor zimna achriti. We don't force the seller to sell it to him a second time. But if the buyer says to him at the time, I'm buying this field unconditionally, you're going to sell it to me again. In other words, you're going to write another star. My name, kofin es hamocher limkor. We force the guy to go and to sell it again. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.